Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
Live from Radio Free Brooklyn Studios in beautiful Brooklyn, New York. This is Everybody Plays the Fool. For the next hour, we're bringing you a carefully selected mix of music, trivia, talk, music, and other stuff, all around a different theme each week. And you're in for a real treat tonight, because this week's very special theme is...
siblings!
Just remember...
before you do anything rash, dig this. Everybody plays the fool sometimes. There's no exception to the rule. Listen, baby, it may be factual, maybe cruel.
Hello and welcome to Everybody Plays the Fool here on Radio Free Brooklyn. My name is Shane, and every week I'm bringing a different mix of all kinds of different music, all around a different theme. Last week's theme in celebration of National Beer Day was, of course, beer. Hope you enjoyed that one. It's in the archive if you missed it, everybodyplaysthefool.com. And this week, we are delving into one of life's great mysteries. At least it is to only children like myself. Tonight's theme is siblings, in honor of National Siblings Day, which is tomorrow, April 10th. So I'm going to start the show off here tonight with this song is sort of maybe it's a tribute to the overbearing and preachy older siblings out there. We're going to start off this first set with one of the most overwrought, cheesy, and patronizing sibling songs of all times. It's also a hair metal classic, so I hope you enjoy it. Here's our first song of the night. It's going to be the song Sister Christian by the band Night Ranger, and it's kicking off Everybody Plays the Fool, episode 91. You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn.
Sister Christian, oh, the time has come, and you know that you're the only one to say, okay. Where you go and what you looking for? You know those boys don't wanna play no more with you. It's true.
Tonight. okay. But you're motoring. Sister, come and sit beside me, and we'll play a tune on this old piano forte, just for a while, just for a while, just for a while, till your hair becomes a powdered wig and I become a total bastard. Feet that hardly reach the pedal, shown to a tremendous shadow of a history is on my side. So complain, have no shame, and remember that your brother is a boy. Though it seems the stakes contain some integrity, me, I feel it still is based on good old intrigue. Just for a while, just for a while, just for a while, you may have to use your hips as fodder, still putting your best foot forward. Madam Diddle stacked the cupboard and lit up like Mother Hubbard. But hey, your story is still a gale. So complain, have no shame, and remember that round one that's just been played, and you are poised for centuries to claim. Follow examples far, no longer a choice. The world be just a ball to pass or gaze upon. And one more thing before we go round again, let's keep out the thread of home again. Oh, my little sister.
Of land where the supermarket used to stand. Before that they put up a bowling alley on the site that used to be the local pally. That's where the big band used to come and play. My sister went there on a Saturday. Come dancing, all her boyfriends used to come and call. Why not come dancing, it's only natural. Another Saturday, another date. She would be ready, but she'd always make him wait. In the hallway, in anticipation. He didn't know the night would end up in frustration. He'd end up blowing all his wages for the week, all for a cuddle and a peck on the cheek. Come dancing, that's how they did it when I was just a kid. And when they said come dancing, my sister always did. We'll be right back.
silhouette saying goodnight by the garden gate. The day they knocked down the party, my sister stood and cried. The day they knocked down the party, all of my childhood died, just died. My sister's married and she lives on an estate. Her daughters go out, now it's her turn to wait. She knows they get away with things she never could. But if I asked her, I wonder if she would. Come dancing, come on sister, have yourself a ball. Don't be afraid to come dancing, it's only natural.
You're listening to Everybody Plays the Fool here on Radio Free Brooklyn. That's the end of the first set of sibling-themed music for you here on a celebration of National Siblings Day, which is right around the corner here. Let me go over what you heard. We started out with Night Ranger with Sister Christian. Then we heard Rufus Wainwright with Little Sister. The Kinks with Come Dancing. And then, of course, the Hollies with their classic He Ain't Heavy, He's My Brother, closing out that set. As I know I mention pretty frequently, I am an only child, and therefore I am perplexed by sibling relationships. I don't understand them, and so I wanted, if I was going to do this topic, I don't like doing topics that I know absolutely nothing about. So I decided I would bring some experts on this topic to come in and have a conversation with me. And so they're here to help me with today's topic. We've got one in studio and one calling in. First off, friend of the show, Ruth Delaney is here. Hello, Ruth.
Hi, Shane. I'm a first-time guest, long-time listener. I'm so glad to be here.
Sweet. Thanks for coming. Nice to see you. You're actually willing to come to this studio. The old one, not
so much.
This
studio is great. It's orange. It's really nice and brightly lit. I love it.
A little peek behind the curtain for everybody out there. And just to make sure that we totally get this topic fully covered, not only do we have Ruth, but we have her actual sister, Mary, calling in. Hello, Mary. Can you hear me?
Hi, Shane. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, Mary.
Hi, Ruth.
All right. Glad we had this little talk. Thanks for calling in. So first off, let me see if I have this correct. The two of you are related to each other somehow?
Yes, we are in fact sisters, so that also puts us in the category of being siblings.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
See, I don't know these things. I'm just a total novice in all this stuff. And Mary, why don't you let us know how many kids there are in your family and that whole rundown?
Sure, there are five. They had to wait until the very last one to get the one they've been trying for.
Yeah, it was really like a search for perfection that concluded, obviously, with Mary.
So they found
it. Yeah, I'm really glad that you also feel that way, Ruth.
Oh, yeah, totally. I'm just glad I came before you, because otherwise I wouldn't exist, and that would be kind of lame.
Oh, because they would have given up the search.
Wow. I didn't even think of it like that. That's
right?
Hard. See, I know this is just a dumb music show, but we cut right to the issues when we want to on Everybody Plays the Fool. So I figure the fact that the two of you are in fact sisters is enough credentials for you both on this topic.
I've been a sister for my whole life.
Wow.
I know. This is 32 and a half years of sisterhood that you're talking to right
that
now.
That is expertise.
Yeah, it's right because I have older brothers. So when I was born, already a sister.
Oh, I did the math. Don't worry.
Well, the listeners maybe didn't understand that.
Yeah, no. Thanks for catching them up.
Yeah, Shane.
So, whenever I interact with your family, I'm always amazed by the sibling dynamic between the five of you.
Is the word amazed?
Yeah, I want to say, like, if you could capture that dynamic in a word, what would it be?
I'm trying as hard as I can not to say conniving is my word. I would say,
I mean, conniving
strategizing.
Sounds
evil.
Yeah,
that's the
I think strategizing is accurate. Conniving sounds like we're up to something bad, but the reality is we are almost always up to something.
Yeah, and it's usually good. I think most of you have pretty good intentions most of the time.
It's always good for us.
Yeah, it's usually Mary and I strategizing to achieve something that probably is for the greater good, but definitely is good for us.
Yeah.
That's important.
Welcome to sibling teams.
Well, again, selfish.
Yeah, that's an important point that Mary just raised. I don't want us to talk over it, that siblinghood is really a team sport.
All
and
right.
The teams change all the time. That's what's really key to know about it.
Yeah, it's like if something's going on, you need to know which team member you need, and that's based on their sibling skill.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Yeah.
So everyone, it's like, what they bring to the table. Like, who's the best at talking to mom?
Right. Or, you know, if you need a specific, you know, like if you needed a cake, you'd probably, you know, go to Michael because Joy's his wife is really good at making cakes. So, you know, you gotta, it's like everyone has kind of like their skills. It's like a baseball card situation. And you got to like check the stats before you call someone in for a specific job.
I see. It's kind of, it's a Pokemon situation.
It's a real Pokemon situation.
Great. So real quick, just do the rundown. I know you got it on the tip of your tongue. If the five of you were all Pokemon, which would you be?
I would definitely be Bulbasaur.
Don't answer that question.
Because it's my favorite one.
I would be Squirtle. I'm gonna say it. I think Fran would be Jigglypuff.
You're totally right.
He's very lovable. He's nice.
I think I think Michael might be Snorlax.
Oh, I could see that in a positive way.
In a positive way, yeah.
What would David be?
I don't know what David would be.
Is he the one of the five who knows the most about Pokemon? So it's ironic that he's the one you can't come up with one for.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I can name another one, though, so we'll make it that, which is Charizard.
What's the Rattata one? Let's just say he's that.
He's Rattatat.
That one.
He's that one.
All right, glad we got that sorted out.
It's the only one I could remember.
So people make a lot of like pecking orders in siblings and families. And I know that there's a lot of stereotypes about, like, the first child is always this, and the youngest is the baby, and always does this, and the middle child is, like, do you find that the stereotypes about, like, order of siblings is accurate, or do you think it's just, like, it can be all scrambled up depending on the family?
Well, I want to go back to the team sport analogy and just point out that the teams change all the time, but Mary and I are the team captains.
All right, important. Yep.
And like we're both the team, we're the joint team captains on the same team, and the other team doesn't have any captains. And that's kind of
according to us. If you were talking to them, you get the same answer.
You might need to flowchart all this out for me because this sounds very convoluted.
No, it's pretty simple.
It's as simple as breathing, Shane.
Okay. Yeah. I understand now. So there's a lot of negotiation that goes on with siblings. And Ruth, since you are the middle child of the five, I then would assume you do a lot of mediation as a result, being in the middle.
I do. I think I did more of it when I was younger. As I think I've said to you before, Shane, it's like, you know, the age spread is 10 years. And so my oldest brothers are 10 years older than Mary, who's the youngest. And so being right in the middle, like to get any kind of group activity going, you often have to be trying to figure out how to make the older kids interested in it and then still make it something that the youngest can actually participate in. So you're kind of navigating a lot of different dynamics.
Right.
So you really had to lobby some different age groups.
Yeah, but I've really like just evolved into bossing as an adult. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell you right now, it's way easier.
Yeah, the number of times I've been informed of what I'm doing at a family event, it's just easier, honestly.
It is. It's just easier on everyone.
All right, there you go. And the other interesting thing, you know, about your family is that to throw one more wrench into it, it's five siblings and the two oldest are twins.
Yeah, yes. That's weird, right?
Does that throw off, like, the... how does that change the dynamics in terms of, like, the pecking order?
Can I jump in here and just say that it's complicated to say that you have twin brothers or older twin brothers or your brothers are twins?
That's
because
a great point.
The number of times I've maybe been a triplet in my life and also 10 years older is like, it's uncountable.
Yeah, it's just, it mystifies people. If you're like, no matter how many different ways to try to say it, where you're like, there's five children in my family, my two older brothers are twins. And then they're like, oh, so you're triplets. It's just a universal response.
Right, because people say, I have a twin brother, and you're saying, I have twin brothers. And they're like, and they
older.
Assume, right.
But I think, like, if you're
like
a triplet, you say...
How many people do you meet that are triplets? Sorry to jump over. It's not like it's that normal.
Why don't you try this out? Why don't you say, I have two brothers that are twins with each other and not with anybody else.
Yeah, that really
crystal
blows.
Clear.
It just rolls off the tongue.
I don't know why I didn't think of that. Thank you.
Thank you.
So, before we get into some more music, I've got one more thing that I want to get to in this segment, which is we need to talk about the family band.
Yes.
Okay.
Family bands are an important thing. There's a lot of great sibling bands out there. I've played a bunch on this show. I did a Bee Gees episode. I've played the Allman Brothers. I played the, last week I played the Andrews Sisters, Brothers Johnson. There's two pairs of brothers in Devo, which I didn't realize until just recently.
I didn't know that either.
Staple Singers, Van Halen, Isley Brothers, Everly Brothers, and of course, everyone's favorite, Nelson.
Sure.
Look him up.
Great.
But the two of you participated in a family band situation.
We did.
What was that like?
The best band in South Windsor, Connecticut.
Yeah. I would say it was the
best. A coveted title, to be sure.
Best family band in South Windsor, Connecticut.
Can we get a plaque and or like a carved wood sign to put over your parents' front door with that on it? So it's the best family band in South Windsor, Connecticut.
Planning on putting a plaque on at mom and dad, so I can just add that to the order.
Mary can add it to the plaque order.
Great.
You know, being in a family band, you know, when you're really young, it's just kind of like a fun thing you do that you think that all of your friends also do, but then you find out later that's not the case and they think you're weird.
Yeah, they were like going to the mall.
Yeah, they were going to the mall. We were having band practice. And then as you get older and your parents are still really interested in doing family band and your younger brother becomes kind of like this burgeoning musician who chooses this as his career, you kind of just get in it so that they'll buy you milkshakes and other ice cream sundaes after you do a performance for them.
Basically, so you could go to Hops afterwards.
Yeah, so you could go to the restaurant in Manchester called Hops and have milkshakes.
I see. So you didn't do it for the love of music or your love of spending time with your family. It was all about the milkshakes.
It was all about the milkshake and sometimes the milkshake money.
Yeah, okay. Well, I personally really liked it when, like, because we played mostly retirement communities. And I was the smallest.
That's where all the milkshake money is.
That's where it is.
Yeah, that's where you're going to really find a bank of milkshake money.
Mm-hmm.
Because old ladies would just sneak like $5, $10 bills in my hand while everybody else was like carrying heavy speakers out to the car. And I was like, I'm too small. And then I would just be like, just raking it in.
Mary's got that side hustle going from like 4 years old.
She does. She was very cute. So, she's still all right, I guess.
So we're gonna.
I wouldn't know because all our family albums, all of the Delaney children look the same.
We look identical.
Yeah, it's hard to tell you apart. We're gonna get to some more of these hot button issues in just a moment, but first, gonna play another short set of music here. It's gonna start off with a song that comes directly out of the Delaney family band repertoire, and it is by Shirley Temple. And it's called At the Codfish Ball. Is there anything you'd like to say about it before we kick this one off?
Well, this was a song that Mary performed with the... Oh, I should make sure I say the name of the family band, which was Some of the Delaneys. And so this was a song that Mary performed. And there was one time when we were playing out somewhere in like Boston Common. And Mary just was singing the song and people just kept coming by and throwing money in the guitar case because she was just so cute and the song was so good.
Milkshake money.
That milkshake money. And we just kept going around. She must have sung it 15 times in a row because people just kept coming by and stopping and giving
and
money.
As her older sister, that must not have been annoying at all for you. To hear that song over and over and over again.
Oh,
the
no,
money
I
was
actually
evenly
always liked
split.
This one. Yeah, she didn't get more money.
Oh, that's right.
That's why she was hiding the tips from the
old
people.
Listen, all of you child band managers out there, this is how you keep things from blowing up in terms of the sibling dynamic, is keep the milkshake money evenly split.
That's right.
All right?
And don't give any to the parents.
Because they're just trying to bond as a family.
Right.
They're just having fun.
All right, well... And with that, we're going to hear some Shirley Temple. Here's At the Codfish Ball, and it's here on Everybody Plays the Fool, episode 91. You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn.
Next Friday night, you're all invited to dance from 8 to 5. All the fish just still alive are having a ball. It's some affair, they'll all be there from the herring to the whale. They'll turn out to shake a scale in Neptune's hall. Come along and follow me to the bottom of the sea. We'll join in the jamboree at the codfish ball. Lobsters dancing in a row, shuffle off to Buffalo. like the sardine can. Two birds trucking left and right. Many's no shame, what a night. There won't be a hook in sight at the codfish ball. Come along and follow me to the bottom of the sea. We'll join in the jamboree at the codfish ball.
Just stand up, be strong, go out there, hold on to the real. I heard that you missed your connecting flight to the Blue Ridge Mountains over near Tennessee. You're ever welcome with me anytime you like. Let's drive to the countryside, leave behind some green-eyed lookalike, so no one gets worried, no. So no one gets worried, no. But Sean, don't get careless, I'm sure it'll be fine. I love you, I love you, oh brother of mine.
Swinging sister, make it sweet and make it hot. Just let that rhythm get into your soul. If you've got rhythm, get happy and lose control. While you're feeling mighty high, just let out and hidey high. Swing it sister, give it everything. everything you've got. Wow. Wow.
You're listening to Everybody Plays the Fool here on Radio Free Brooklyn. That was another set of sibling-themed music in celebration of National Siblings Day, which is on April 10th. And we started that set off with Shirley Temple with At the Codfish Ball. And we heard the brand new Heavies with Brother Sister. And then we heard the Fleet Foxes with Blue Ridge Mountains. And then close that one out with the great group, the Mills Brothers, with their song, Swing It, Sister. That one, that's a twofer, because that's performed by siblings and about, has a sibling word in it. And the Mills Brothers, that was four voices and a guitar. That was, they are innovators in the mouth trumpet and various other mouth brass instruments out there. And yeah, that's a really fun one from them. And we are back with our two guest experts on siblinghood. We have Ruth and Mary, who, just double checking again, you are both actually sisters?
That's right.
Yes, that's correct.
All right. So you've passed the test.
Yes, we are so much sisters that we actually shared a bedroom our whole childhood.
How large was this bedroom?
It was... now, none of you are in the studio here with me, but...
So this will be really helpful.
This will be really helpful, but it's, I would say, about the size of the studio.
Pretty small.
Pretty small.
It's like a pretty generous broom closet.
100 square feet.
Yeah, I would say
a
that.
A 10 by 10 room.
Mm-hmm. Yep. With two beds, yep. Two dressers, and...
two human beings.
Two human beings, 6 years apart. So, a 16-year-old and a 10-year-old.
Yeah, must have been awesome for you.
Living it up. Going out on the town.
I mean, you know what's something that I think is really great is that Mary and I still speak to each other.
Yeah.
I think we should all just take a moment to be grateful for that.
Yeah, that's... Think about how much better friends you would be if you had gotten your own rooms.
Boundaries. They're great.
It's not like you're happy about having been forced to share that room. It's just that despite that, you're still
That's
friends
right.
with each other.
You know, we talk every day.
Sorry, go ahead. Yeah.
That was such an endorsement, Mary.
That happened.
I don't know if it's Stockholm Syndrome or if we like each other, but I'm continuing to go with it.
Either way, potato, potato.
Potato, potato.
You'll notice we never sit that close to each other when we are in the same room.
That's true.
Important. I should say that right now we are listening to a song by the second greatest musical family of all time behind the Delaneys of South Windsor, Connecticut.
Thank you, Shane.
Thank you, Shane.
You're welcome. Which is, of course, the Jacksons. Unlike the Delaneys, I think you guys are just short of this mark, but in the Jackson family, 9 siblings all have solo gold records, all have had hits that charted on the Billboard charts. And the last one to chart was Tito, who didn't have a solo song that charted on Billboard until 2016.
Wow. I mean, I feel like they kind of are cheating because there are just more of them.
I see. So if there had been 9 Delaneys?
I mean, we'd be up there.
Only Ruth and I have charted gold, whatever you just said. So if there were more of us.
Nailed it, Mary.
More Delaney would have gotten that achievement.
It would be gold.
Yeah, that's a fair
point. The important thing is that it would be gold and we would have it.
It would be gold and it would be many of us getting it.
And they would all be everywhere. On the plaques.
Yep. And I'm only talking about the solo hits. Much like the Jacksons, we all know the Delaneys had a bunch of group hits credited to the entire band.
We did, such as Octopus's Garden.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
A medley including I'm Looking Over a Four-Leaf Clover and Bicycle Built for Two and other various songs.
And of course the aforementioned At the
How
Codfish
could I
Ball.
I've forgotten that 10 out of 10 medley.
Did you, what else was on it? I can't remember.
I forgot about both of those songs up until right now.
So. Oh, yes. And this is, I mean, I'm not saying this in jest, but we used to perform in Alzheimer's units sometimes. And it turns out, like, they're still learning a lot about Alzheimer's, but it turns out that music stays in the brain in a way that other things that are lost during that illness just do not. And so we would get to the medley and we'd sing all these old-timey songs, and all of a sudden this audience would just, who had been kind of drifting, would just like perk up and get so excited and sing along. It was really, really special.
That's really nice.
Yeah, it was. And we got to eat ice cream with them. So
it always comes back around to ice cream.
There's a lot of ice cream talk. And you know what? It's a good thing today to be talking about ice cream, because today is Mary and my father's birthday.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
And ice cream is his favorite. He's probably eating an ice cream sundae right now.
The legend.
The man, the myth, the legend. Peter J. Delaney.
That's right.
CPA.
Happy birthday, Peter.
Happy birthday, Peter.
He's turning the big 6'5" today.
Ooh.
I know.
That's a cause for ice cream eating right there.
That's like, you're getting whipped cream. Yeah. All right.
I heard he had cupcakes this afternoon, so I assume right after that was the ice cream sundae.
I'm going to go with right after that, 5 to 8 Klondike bars. Then maybe an ice cream sundae to finish it off.
Yep. That sounds like a great day to me.
He knows how to live.
Yeah, but our dad has this Beatles medley that he likes to play.
I'm familiar.
Yeah, Shane is familiar. It's great. You know, now when I hear one of those Beatles songs on their own, and it comes to an end, I'm like, and then what? Where's the rest? I want to hear the two other songs.
I legitimately grew up thinking that that was what the song was. So it was pretty jarring when I heard them separately.
Mm.
Yeah, it just kind of leaves you hanging. You're like, where's the rest?
Yeah.
What's happening next?
It's like listening to just one track from Side 2 of Abbey Road that's part of the medley. You just assume that all the Beatles did was just...
That's exactly
sweets of
right.
Medleys.
That's exactly yeah, right, Shane. And I'm right. So glad that you made it sound normal by saying that.
Thank you, Shane.
No
Thank
problem.
You, Shane.
Again.
Thank you again for things.
Anytime. I forgot one Jackson's thing, which is the song that this is an instrumental for is the song with the most Jacksons on it.
Wow.
It's all of them except for LaToya.
Oh, LaToya.
Yeah.
What, did she have something to do?
She had some personal issues between her and the rest of the family at the time.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll accept
it. Ruth will allow it.
I'll allow it.
She will. So, you, of course, never experienced any personal issues between family members in your band, right?
No, not in our band. I mean, I think maybe David would kind of get annoyed at me and Mary because we didn't help either set up any of the equipment or break it down.
Or play any of the instruments.
Or play any instruments. But we got paid equally, which would be a problem for you as the union organizer.
That's right.
Yeah, he didn't get extra money as a side musician. He just had to do more work.
Yeah.
But you know what? It turned into a career. So I guess that's how that works out.
All that PA system moving paid off for somebody at least.
He learned how it works. He decided to do it forever.
So we've got only a few minutes left here, but I did want to... point out some more, I don't want to say serious sides of this because that's not what I do here, but
we can get serious. Let's go.
Let's break it down.
What do you got?
What do you want to know, Shane?
So I saw this article recently about, and I always assume like any pop science article, it's actual research that's then being misinterpreted by the person writing the article. So I'm sure that it doesn't clearly say the things that they allege, but I saw a couple articles about this study about the effects on siblings of having a sister specifically, as opposed to no siblings or a brother.
Interesting.
Like you're a millionaire or not a millionaire, and the sister one is the first one.
It's weird. Every single person that has a sister is a millionaire.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That's not surprising to me.
I mean, you're both millionaires. You both have
We're
sisters.
We're both millionaires. Our brothers
That's
are millionaires.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's great.
We got 2 data points just right here.
Yeah.
Great.
10 out of 10.
Yeah.
All right. So, what does it say, though? What
well, it's saying like,
go ahead. Sorry, Shane.
Sorry,
sisters
Shane.
more so than brothers or I guess no siblings. If you have a sister, you are more likely to be protected against like depression, and it slightly improves your communication skills in certain ways. And they isolated, you know, specific traits that having a sister would give you. And I wanted
to
know...
Is it handsomer?
Yeah, you're way more attractive. Actually.
Okay, so this is a weird thing that Mary and I have talked about where sometimes, this is going to sound really strange, but sometimes I forget that like sister is a term that doesn't just mean that you are related to another woman as a sister. Like this has come up recently between us that I'm like, when our brothers refer to us as sisters, I'm like, what are you talking about? And then I'm like, oh, right, that's what a sister is.
Oh, I forgot how words work.
Oh, I forgot what the English language was.
Yeah, like Fran and Michael and David have this whole other
situation. Yeah, there's something else. Yeah.
Yeah. Whereas
it should be a different word.
Yeah. You know, all of this confusion around words is hilarious because having a sister improves your communication skills and you're just proving that wrong left and right.
Well, there's like a lot of teasing involved. And so I think you have to like figure out how to really find your voice. I'm sure, Shane, you've never experienced that from me and Mary when we're in the same room or on the phone together, for example, talking to you.
I've never teased Shane in my life.
No. I've definitely never teased him.
Definitely.
Definitely never not. Never with Mary. Never not with Mary. Always be constantly teasing Shane.
Got yourself in the foot with that one.
That works.
There's those fine-tuned communication skills hard at work.
Communication happening.
So to conclude, I don't know if there's anything to that study.
So it is bullshit.
I mean, if it says that people with sisters are better, then I'm going to go with it's right.
Yeah, it says your communication skills helps sharpen your interpersonal skills in different ways, makes you more compassionate, give you some kind of a mental health boost of some kind. Like sisters promote positive mental health in their siblings more so than...
Interesting.
No siblings or than brothers, I guess. Because they're doing more of that connecting work of like keeping people in touch with each other and mediating things. And
I hope that this article also gets into the fact that, you know, gender is a construct and there's no real differences between anyone except the ones we create.
I didn't read the whole thing. I'm going to guess that they don't say that.
Okay, so sisters are an essential being of some kind and they have magical powers. That's what I'm hearing.
Right. Yeah.
You know what? Usually I'm against this type of argument, but because I'm on the winning side of it, I'm going to support it.
Yeah. Right. It's not that we make women work harder. It's that they're just naturally better at it. So just let
they're
them
just
do
so
it.
Good at it.
If I can somehow take credit for all of my brother's success, I will. So I'm also going to say that the article is 100% accurate.
I'm not going to lie because like I have taken credit for their success before hearing about this article. So I'm comfortable with that conclusion.
I'm sorry, Shane, are you talking about the article that Ruth and I co-wrote?
Is it by Ruth and Mary, Sisters Extraordinaire?
Oh, look at that. I didn't even look at the byline. Yeah, it's the two of you.
Yeah, I know.
It just says Ruth and Mary, millionaires.
Ruth and Mary, millionaires. Yeah, those are our nom de plumes.
Oh, sweet noms.
Yeah.
Sweet noms.
Sweet noms.
All right, we got to wrap up. It's been a lot of fun. Thank you both for joining me and educating me about siblings, which I'm still pretty perplexed by, but that's okay.
You mean you didn't learn everything?
I learned a lot.
Okay.
We can do a PowerPoint next time I'm in town.
That'd be great.
We'll do that next time. We'll make a PowerPoint.
All right. To all of you listening, if you're listening live, stay tuned for the next best thing here on Radio Free Brooklyn. And as always, please check out RadioFreeBrooklyn.com to see all of the great programming that we have here. And also chip in a couple of bucks. If you like what you're hearing and want some more of this hot button sibling talk, then keep this place afloat. We need to keep the lights on, and we appreciate the donations. We are a community-based 501c3 nonprofit radio station here at Radio Free Brooklyn. So go to RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. You can get all of my previous episodes at EverybodyPlaysTheFool.com. Ruth and Mary, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Shane.
Shane.
We're going to go out.
Bye, Mary.
We're going to go out with a song about only children because it's my show, my rules. There you go.
Stay true to yourself, Shane.
That's right. Here's Guster. Have a great night.
The night between you and me, it's no surprise. There's two of us, both can't be right. Neither will move till it's over. I'm
last the night. Between you and me, it's no surprise. And there's two of us, both can't be right. Neither will move till it's over. I'm